Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Greetings from a very snowy central Iowa as we get into Friday. It is the weekend, kids, and with us is Jeff Pitts, the managing editor for City View Magazine, like he is each and every Friday. We're going to be talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Got snow yet, Jeff?
A little bit, but it hasn't really, you know,
I know,
unloaded like it's supposed to.
Well, you know, I've been saying all along that the weather people say 6 to 10 inches, 10 to 15 inches, 20 to 80 feet of snow is on deck. I'm predicting without any models whatsoever, 4 inches. Done.
4 inches. All right, we'll mark it down.
It's all right, mark it down. Over or under?
I'll take the under.
Ah, there you go. That's a brave man.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stick your finger in the eye of science.
Well, I've seen it happen too many times.
I know. It's kind of like crying wolf, isn't it?
It's exactly like that, yeah.
You know, that's one of my major pet peeves, and I guess we probably do it to stay out of court. But when there's any kind of severe weather, they blow the sirens, like, incessantly. Not once, not twice. But I've heard sirens go off, you know, a dozen times, and you're standing out there going, all right, well, yeah, okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure that an attorney someplace said, City, you better blow those sirens, you know.
Well, they've got to get eyeballs, right, on the...
I guess, huh? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. TV screen.
All right. Well, we are past the holidays. We are into the middle of January. Martin Luther King Day, by the way, is on Monday. And I suspect that there's some stuff going on.
There is some stuff going on.
All right.
We're getting into the thick of 2022.
All right, let's go.
All right, first of all, we got Chow's. You know, Chow's Gym in West Des Moines there, they're having their Chow's Winter Classic Gymnastics event this weekend.
This weekend, sorry. Down at the Well, or down at the...
yeah, it's at Wells Fargo Arena. Yeah, yeah. Or at Hy-Vee Hall, I should say.
Right.
Not at Wells Fargo, but at the Hy-Vee Hall. And so there'll be 1,500 gymnastics competitors coming into town, or from around the area. And wow. From all over the country, probably. But
they'll
be down there competing. Yep. And there'll also be a Iowa State Cyclones meet. They're taking on Temple Owls, going on kind of during the same event. So
we got all kinds of gymnastics going on.
That's right. It's part of the same event.
Got it.
Same event.
Okay. Yep.
Kind of a doubleheader type of thing. Also at Wells Fargo Arena, then the Iowa Wild are in town. They're taking on the Chicago Wolves Friday night and Saturday night.
All right, a little hockey action.
And Monday they take on the Milwaukee Admirals at 2.
Wow, 3 games, huh?
Yep, 3 games.
Friday, Saturday, Monday. It's going to be Chicago Friday and Saturday and Milwaukee on Monday.
That's right.
Got
and it. It's hockey weather.
Oh, it is.
Speaking of hockey, the Bucks are also playing this weekend. They take on the Waterloo Blackhawks Friday and the Lincoln Stars Saturday.
Wow.
In Urbandale. Yep.
This is
lots of hockey, lots of winter.
Right.
Lots of sports going on.
Got it. Okay, Bucks.
Yeah. Hoyt Sherman Place. There'll be Sal Volcano.
Who?
Going on. He's Sal Volcano. He's a comedian best known for starring in True TV's longest running hit, Impractical Jokers, and for starring in the Misery Index on TBS.
Okay. Have you heard of any of that?
No.
I mean, not to put Saul down or anything like that. Or Sal, rather.
I'm sure there will be more people watching Sal Volcano than... if I were on stage.
Oh, probably, yeah. What is that happening?
Yeah, that's happening tonight.
Okay, Friday night.
Going on tonight, yep. Let's see. Yeah, also this weekend, we talked a little bit about this last weekend, the kids show, Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, the musical.
Right.
Children's theater going on at the Des Moines Playhouse. So that's started last Friday, and we'll be going through the weekend and through January 22nd.
You know, they've been doing a really great job social media-wise about that. They have, you know, the pigeon driving a dart bus. They have a pigeon drive. You know, it's kind of fun.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. It's been all over Twitter.
It should be a good show. Kids love it. It's very interactive from what I hear.
All right.
How about this one? Cracktastic. Plasticon.
What? This sounds illegal.
Not what you're thinking. This is a comic and toy show. So we call it Cracktastic Plasticon. Comic and toy show coming to Ottumwa at the Bridgeview Center. That's Saturday. Starts at 10, runs till 5. There is a podcast called Cracktastic Plastic, and those guys will be there. Guys or gals will be there also.
Cracktastic Plastic.
That's right.
In Ottumwa.
Family friendly, Mark.
I'm sure it is. You know, so on that very same line, our granddaughter has a YouTube page. And
oh.
Yeah. And so she was very proudly showing me the link the other day. And it's, you can't see her, you just see her hands. And her hands are, she's unwrapping toys, little tiny toys.
Uh-huh.
And it goes on for like 90 seconds. And I said, Jovi, what's the point? What are you doing? Oh, she says, it's just like an influencer video. You know, I just kind of have my nails on and make sounds. So, oh, okay. Watch, she'll make $1 million.
Yep.
You know, you and I. Yeah, you and I struggle, and then she's gonna, you know, paint her fingernails and make sounds with her hands, and yeah,
it's just an influencer video.
Cracktastic Plastics. There you go. That's, all right, In Ottumwa,
should be fun. Botanical Blues is on Sunday again.
Yep,
and starring at one. This is 1 p.m. Sunday at the Botanical Center. Botanical Blues. Dell the Saxman Jones.
All right.
Yeah.
Dell is a great guy.
Never met him, but he's been around a long time. I've heard his name in a million different arenas. So he's a legend in Central Iowa.
He is a legend in Central Iowa, and he is a fabulous entertainer, and his band is wonderful. And, yeah, go see Dell Saxman Jones.
Saxman.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Let's see here. Also at the Botanical Center this Sunday. Oh, this is a good one. Explore the art and science of making handcrafted herbal soap from scratch at a hands-on workshop at the Des Moines Botanical Center.
Oh, each wow.
participant makes and takes home 1 pound of their own custom-made soap.
A pound of soap.
Made from plant-based oils and lye.
Nice.
That could be something.
That could be fun. Yeah. Kind of like.
You ever make soap?
No, I've never made soap, but it kind of, you know, kind of like the old chemistry set.
Right. Did you ever see Fight Club?
No. Did you ever?
Really?
Did you ever? No, I didn't see it. Did you ever have a chemistry set?
I don't believe I did. I always wanted one, but was not to be. What about you?
Oh, yeah. This is back in the old days, you know. Me and Albert Einstein would be in my basement.
Uh-huh.
And we would
Where
be...
Where do you put those things?
As a matter of fact, I had a... It was a table. It was the steps that went downstairs. My laboratory was under those steps.
Huh.
And I had a table and and beakers and... chemicals And oh, it was quite the arrangement. I would do
the laboratory.
Oh yeah, the laboratory in the Castle East.
That sounds like a fire hazard. Do they even sell those anymore?
I don't think so. I mean, there's so much hazardous stuff with that. I remember playing with mercury. You know, the stuff with. Today, you know, no way. But anyway, yeah. I mean, make my own gunpowder. That was kind of fun. Oh, God.
You get arrested for that now.
Yeah, right. Those are great days, you know. The chemistry set. Oh, yeah. Flames. Nobody ever said, hey, you shouldn't be playing with those open flames at 10 years old and 11 years old underneath
the chemistry set
underneath the steps that go to the basement. Nobody ever said anything.
You're just trying to make yourself better.
That's it. Oh, boy.
Dodged a bullet on that one.
I did. Yeah, you're right.
Drake men's basketball is back in town. They play Wednesday at the Knapp Center. They take on Bradley, 7 p.m.
Bradley used to have a great team.
Yeah, they did. They have had some teams over the years. Not sure how they're doing this year, but Drake is good.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's good. Tedeschi Trucks brand.
Huh?
What? Band.
Whoa. Yeah. Back up. Rewind.
Tedeschi Trucks Band is coming to Civic Center Wednesday.
Trotsky, did you say? What did you say?
Tedeschi.
Tedeschi.
Yeah, it's a name. So it's two names, Tedeschi and Trucks. Their band is coming to Civic Center.
Oh. You see how far out of the loop we are? I mean, this is embarrassing. I have no idea who these people are.
I watched a little bit. I listened to them a little bit on YouTube this morning. They're good. They've got a really good band, really good musicians. You know, it's Civic Center, so it's a little more chill type of thing than,
right,
you know, raving crowds at. But they're legit talents, no doubt.
Nice. All right, Civic Center. What day is that?
This is Wednesday, 7:30.
All right.
This would be right up your alley.
Really?
It's good.
Yeah.
12-member collective, it says. Instrumentals. They've got real talent.
Nice.
Also Wednesday, Mike Baldwin is at the Funny Bone. Comedian, stand-up comedy. You like comedy?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I like it, but I'm always uncomfortable when I go to a comedy club.
Why is that?
Well, because sometimes it gets a little rough with the language, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And then I'm always kind of afraid that they're going to see me kind of sitting there going, I don't get anything that this guy is doing, and then start picking on me. Hey, you, old man, how come you ain't laughing? You know, but Mike Baldwin will be at the Funny Bone. What day is that? Wednesday?
This is Wednesday, too. Yep.
Got
Should
it.
Should be good. Should be funny. And then, as always, there's live trivia Thursday night at the Hall in Valley Junction.
Oh, at the Hall?
No particular theme. Yeah, change it up a little bit. You know, there's trivia going on all over town.
Really?
People must like trivia.
Oh, I love trivia.
It seems to carry, you know, you see a lot of bar promotions come and go, and you know, usually, but it seems like almost every bar has a trivia night and it sticks around. So,
all right. The folks over at the Hall in West Des Moines. Good stuff. And is that Thursday night, you said?
That's Thursday, yeah. And then also Thursday, last but not least, Double Exposure.
Whoa.
This is an exhibit going on at the Polk County Heritage Gallery. The award show's tonight. The idea is, I'll read you the hype here. From the first camera, Obscura, to the original Kodak, from Polaroids to DSLRs, photographers' methods have evolved again and again.
Right.
But what hasn't changed is the power of the resulting image. Photography continues to be a... And it kind of goes on, but Double Exposure features still photography shot exclusively from film cameras and with camera phones.
Wow. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah. And then I think they put them side by side. So it's like,
sure.
It says the juxtaposition of film and phone photography represents both tradition and innovation. So that's going on. The exhibit will be going on through February, but the award show is actually Thursday.
Got it. All right. Through February, but Thursday. So, hey, something I want to put on your calendar.
Yeah.
I understand that the Black and Gold Ball will be held this year in February. This is Alpha Phi Alpha.
Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah. I understand. Rumor has it that
it'll be in February.
That's coming down. Yeah, that is such an amazing event, and for a great cause too, by the way. So anyway, just to throw that out there, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll mark it down. Where would I go get all the details?
Google Black and Gold Ball Des Moines.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, there you go. Right. Hey, Jeff, that a wrap?
That's a wrap. That's what we have. Fun.
Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor for City View Magazine. Thanks so much for doing this again today. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
All right, that's a wrap for this week. Thanks so very much for being with us. A programming reminder, we will be on with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review on News Talk 1540 KXEL noon on Sunday. And we've got a great interview, by the way, with Ken Chester. We are talking all about, get this, we're talking all about EVs, electric vehicles, and why billions of dollars are being spent by automakers because they see great profit potential. Good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
We got to go. Hey, take care of yourself. Thank you again, Jeff.
Thank you, Michael. Glad to do it.
For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay out of the snow. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.